Today we celebrate the feast of two saints that are very, very popular in Rome. Perhaps not so much here, but in Rome they are very, very popular. Saint Fabian, the first pope and martyr, and Saint Sebastian, martyr. Now, Saint Fabian was pope around the year 258 or 60, and he ruled for a few years, but eventually he was martyred. And no doubt the martyrdom was not something that was fun in any way. Most likely he was tortured and then beheaded, as was the custom then. Saint Sebastian is a little bit different. He lived a few years later, not quite 100, but a few years later, and he was the head of the Praetorian Guard of the palace of the emperor of Maximian and Diocletian. And he, however, was secretly a Catholic, a Christian, and he did a lot of wonderful things to help the Christians who were being persecuted, and also to enable for those Christians, among them the little boy, Saint Tarsicius, who was carrying communion to the dungeons because he could get in. He had become friends with the guards, and they liked him because he was a cute little boy, and so the Pope used him in that particular situation. So he would bring communion, and it was while he was bringing communion that other boys, urchins of Rome, of which there were and still are many, and they wanted to know what he was carrying that was so precious, and he would not tell them. And so eventually they beat him to death to see what it was that he was carrying, only to find that there was a little piece of bread, something to them totally and completely insignificant. Well, Saint Sebastian helped Saint Tarsicius on many occasions, but in this occasion he was not there. And so he was a martyr too, even though his feast is not today. Saint Sebastian went to the palace and told the emperor off and told him how evil and how cruel it was that he was persecuting Christians, even children and women. And the emperor grew furious at him. So he commanded for Saint Sebastian to be stripped of his beautiful armor and taken outside the city and shot through from head to toe by arrows. And they did so, and they thought he was dead, and so they left, leaving him there on the ground. And then a pious woman of Rome, an old widow, probably a saint also, Irene, came and got him and took out the arrows and healed him with wine and oil, which was the only medicine they had in those days, and took him home. And then he regained his health, and he went back to the emperor and told him off again. And this time, they made it quick. And so today we celebrate his death in 284. So they were not contemporaries, but they were not that far off. And so today we give thanks to God for the courage of the martyrs. St. Paul in his epistle tells us how many ways, in different ways, if you have read it along with me, which you should have, the many different ways in which the Christians were being punished in so many, many ways. And so today we ask God to help us to be strong in our faith, no matter what happens, and no matter who happens, and that we may persevere to the very last breath of our life, to the very last drop of our veins of blood, to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.